Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Bill Michaels is our buddy. He's on the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network throughout Wisconsin. It was a crazy day today, obviously, in Milwaukee with the firing of Jason Kidd. So we got him on. We thought we'd figure out what happened there. How you doing, Billy?
Doing well. A little surprised by the timing, but not surprised that the firing took place, I guess is the best way to put it.
Why is that?
Well, this was a team that couldn't figure out how to handle success. They'd come out and beat Cleveland, and they looked bad against Orlando. They'd go toe-to-toe with, you know, the Kings or whomever. They'd go toe-to-toe with Golden State, and next thing you know, they'd turn around the next day, and they'd lose to a team they had no business losing to. They go toe-to-toe with Indiana. They come back and look horrible against Miami. They had no consistency. And Jason Kidd started – he kept saying all season long, well, they're young. And the argument here was, well, you've got guys that, well, yeah, they're 23 and 24, but they're in the league 4 years now. When are they not young anymore? When can you stop using that as an excuse? And, by the way, if you look at the average age of the team, they're about 15th in the league. So – it's not like they don't have experienced players. You can't keep saying they're young. They're immature, and that's part of my argument was, and I told him, I said, look, they're immature, absolutely, but you can't say they're young. And when you've got a team that's immature and can't figure out how to play all four quarters, after a while you have to look at the head coach and say, what are you doing to get these guys to play four full quarters of basketball? And that falls on you.
So Bill Michaels with us in Wisconsin. Your star player, allegedly, the Greek Freak tried to intervene in this firing. Is that true?
From what I understand, yeah. He had called Jason Kidd and actually let Jason Kidd know that he was about to be fired. Kidd felt it was coming because tensions had grown in the front office and with ownership. A couple of the owners kind of saw this coming. One of the owners dissented, didn't want to see Jason Kidd fired. But he kind of got the sense that this was coming because there was a lot of people, including the fans, that were unhappy. I mean, when Jason Kidd's name was mentioned inside the arena now, he's being booed on a nightly basis because people are seeing how this team is performing. Giannis owes a lot to Jason Kidd. He wanted to play for Kidd. He feels that Kidd worked with him, honed his skills, got him to where he is. He feels a sense of loyalty, very loyal kid to the city, very loyal kid to the head coach. On the other hand, you got a guy like Jabari Parker, who's working his butt off to come back, second ACL tear. Jabari Parker says, Kidd doesn't even talk to me. He doesn't even talk to me or look at me when I'm in the facility. That relationship is completely broken, and he's supposed to be one of the cornerstones when he comes back. So you can't have a team with a bad schism in it and feel that you're going to be a good head coach and get productivity out of these guys when other guys feel the tension between these two players and their head coach.
Bill Michaels with us on the bench all over Wisconsin. You can hear Bill's great show. I got to tell you, so they turned around and won tonight. Finally, they came out and they won their game. And I know Middleton had a big game, 35, and he came up big in the last few minutes of the game. And then Brogdon as well at 32. So they beat the Suns. But that's a bad team. So who's running things now? One of the assistants, obviously. And do you have any idea what kind of plan they have, if any, moving forward? Or is there already rumors of anyone like Fizdale or anyone else?
No, there's a lot of different people that are shooting names out. And I haven't heard anything from within the front office of anybody they're targeting. But I've heard everything from Calipari to Patino to an assistant within the NBA. I mean, I've heard a lot of different names, and none of which are from people that I would consider to be credible at this point. But I do know this. They made a splash with Jason Kidd, and they want – these are guys from New York who basically are buying Milwaukee and buying the state of Wisconsin. They got a new facility. They've got a legitimate superstar in Giannis. They believe they've got another cornerstone in Jabari ready to break free coming up here at the end of February. They believe they're ready to turn the corner. They're looking for a big name, a lot of glitz, a lot of glamour to lead this team into that new arena and hopefully into a weaker Eastern Conference, maybe into the top four and into a first-round win and beyond that in the postseason, which is what they desperately need for this fan base to jump on board. So they're looking to make a splash. I just hope that they get a good coach and not a flashy coach, because you're talking about a lot of guys that are relatively impressionable, and this is the first time they're dealing with a head coaching change. So you want to make sure that you get the right guy, not just a good name.
Well, I got to tell you, Bill Michaels with us. I don't, you know, when you said Patino, it really stopped me dead in my tracks. And then I thought about it for a minute, and I thought, you know, That's not the worst thing I've ever heard in my life. I'll be honest with you. You know, we all know that he ran a loose caboose in Louisville. I don't care what anybody says. I'll never believe he didn't know what was going on in some capacity or another down in Louisville. I'll never believe it. But at the same time, let's be honest, he is a great coach, and there's no denying that. And he's already, you know, he's coached in the NBA, and certainly I don't think he's, frankly, going to coach in college anymore. I think that I'd have a hard time seeing someone giving him a job, actually, at some college level, to be honest with you. But the NBA, I could actually see Milwaukee.
You know what? It's funny because I knew Rick when he was at Kentucky, and I was working in Cincinnati at the time and got a chance to know him a little bit. And I remember seeing him when he was coaching the Celtics, and that's the first year of George Karl here in 1999. And Rick was at the end of his rope and just looked beat down and said, man, this pro thing isn't for me. And then he obviously ended up going back to Louisville, and he had success there. And I agree with you. He knew what was going on. Come on. If he wasn't, then he's the stupidest coach on the face of the earth. However, he does work well with younger guys. And even though we're talking about a team that's got experienced players in the NBA, he comes with a little bit of credibility as far as being a former head coach in the NBA. And they say he works really well with some of these younger guys. So maybe if you're going to take a guy like Giannis and Thon Maker and Jabari Parker and a few of these guys and say, okay, have a guy mold them, Pitino might not be the worst choice in the world. I'm not saying that's it, but that's some of the rumors that I've heard.
Wow, and what has been the response to those rumors?
They just started coming out about a couple of hours ago. And so, you know, some people on Twitter, fans on Twitter, you know, some obviously have, you know, some snide comments because everybody has Twitter muscles about Pitino and obviously his recent history. Others would say it would make sense. It would be a flashy move. It would bring a lot of publicity to the Milwaukee market. It would bring a lot of publicity to the new Bradley Center, to the new Bucks Arena. And it, you know, it may turn out to be great. Who knows? But I can't see Pitino getting the 100% stamp of approval in a city like Milwaukee. It's very much like Louisville. It's a very small, tight-knit community. And everybody like you thinks that, you know, he was dirty all the way up to his elbows. So I don't know if he would get that warm reception. Let's be honest. For as much as Giannis wanted to intervene, and I said this on the air tonight, if Giannis wanted to intervene, damn it, play better. Why don't you try rebounding a basketball and playing defense for four full quarters and winning some more basketball games? Because if you won, your coach wouldn't be in this position to begin with. As much as you want to intervene and be on his behalf, win a few more basketball games and be a better leader.
Well, listen, I'll say this. I think, frankly, and the more you talk about him, the more I sat here and thought, all right, so he was dirty in Louisville, and really – at this point, who cares? I mean, if you're talking about giving him a pro coaching job in Milwaukee, and you're talking about basically the same type of gig, like city-wise, size-wise, you know, in terms of a market, whatever, he'd be unfazed, I think, because if he was willing to work in Louisville, he'd be willing to work in Milwaukee. Like, he's worked in Boston, New York, wherever. But I think that I think that Milwaukee gig would be, you know, frankly, I think it'd be his last job in coaching. And I think that if he got it, I wouldn't care if he cheated at Louisville. Would you really care?
No. And to be honest with you, we've always said winning cures all. I mean, let's be honest. He would come in with a team with a burgeoning superstar, another one that's an unknown in Jabari Parker, because if he's got his burst and he's got some of his speed still there, he's been working on his outside shot. He could be the linchpin to this thing. Thon Maker is an up-and-comer. We don't know how good he's going to be or what his ceiling is, but he's got all the tools in the world. Malcolm Brogdon was the rookie of the year last year. They've added Bledsoe. Middleton's a pretty good shooter. They need another big man off the bench because they lost Moose in that trade for Bledsoe. But if they got that piece, this team with a brand-new, state-of-the-art, huge new arena on the horizon, this is a primo job going into next season. And all he would have to do is give him 52, 53 wins, and he would be a god in these parts.
So going back to Bill Michaels with us, you hear him on the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network throughout Wisconsin. Going back to the Greek Freak for a second, so do you think that the stardom and all this talk about MVP and he's the best player in the league and LeBron should pick him for the All-Star game first and all this other nonsense. Do you think it's all the fame is getting to his head? And what you're saying to me, what I heard tonight, is that he doesn't play four quarters. He plays hard when he wants to, And then he doesn't play hard at other times. And when it all boils down to it, he doesn't win.
Let me say this. He is the best player they have who has to learn with the rest of the guys that you have to play four full quarters to have sustained success, because they come out and play four quarters against Cleveland. They'll come out and play four quarters against Golden State, but they won't do it against Orlando. They won't do it against Miami. They won't do it against Indiana. That's been the problem all season long. You'll come out and look like a world beater, and then they'll say, well, this was a big win for us. This was a great confidence booster. And then you'll go out and lose the next day to a team you have no business being on the same floor with. You'll lose to a Laker team. So that's been the biggest bugaboo for this team, is they're losing to teams they have no business losing to, and they have no explanation but other than to say, well, we're young. Well, you can only use that. You can only use that out of your quiver so many times before people finally say, okay, that arrow carries no more poison. You got to move on to something else and start looking yourself in the mirror. And that's what Kidd kind of did. Was he threw him under the bus. He said, look, I can only tell them so much, and they're not listening to me anymore. Well, if Giannis is the leader and he's going to intervene and he's going to be the guy that carries all the weight, then he also has to be the leader on the floor. That's my point. And the guys around him that may be younger or maybe a little bit older or maybe veterans that aren't playing the four full quarters, he's got to grab them all by the scruff of the neck and say, hey, this is my team. I'm the superstar. I'm the guy. And we got to go do what I say. So that's what I'm kind of insinuating, that Giannis needs to be that guy. And he needs to grow up, too. He's still immature-wise, yes. Age-wise, as far as actually playing time on the court, no. He should know better by now.
Bill, I got to ask you last question. I don't believe John Calipari would leave Kentucky for the Milwaukee Bucks like I believe Rick Pitino would take that job in a minute, because I don't think he's going to get another one. I think that he would love that job. I don't think John Calipari would want that job.
You've got three billionaires that own the team. I think any amount of money would cause anybody to do anything. Now, I'm not saying they're going to go out and spend tens of millions of dollars, but – you know, they did this to Jason Kidd. Remember, because Jason Kidd made a comment that said, hey, this was kind of a bad look for the Milwaukee Bucks, because he actually found out he was fired by Giannis calling him up and saying, hey, coach, you're about to be fired. Right. I wanted to see if there's anything I can do. So he said it was a bad look. Well, he did the exact same thing to Larry Drew when Larry Drew was here. They hired Jason Kidd before Larry Drew was even fired. We all knew it. They were ready to hold a press conference to introduce Jason Kidd, and Larry Drew hadn't even got the word that he was out of a job. So these guys don't care about the, you know, personal relationships. All they care about is the money, the glitz, the glamour, and getting results. So if money becomes an object, I could see them going after a guy like Calipari and saying, we want to start him. We want a guy that works with these younger guys and develops these younger guys. And money is no object. What's it going to take to bring you here? I could see them doing that.
Wow. I think he already makes a ton of money, and he's got the world wrapped around his finger in Lexington. And I think in Milwaukee, 500 basketball is not what he's interested in. That's just me. But like I said, I'd love to see this thing play out. I actually think they should very much consider Fizdale, because it seems like, I'll be honest with you, the brothers love playing for him. And I think that he might actually do a great job with all those young kids that you're talking about, with all their talent and everything. You know, a lot of people think he's a great coach. I don't know about that he's this great coach, everybody thinks, because when he got fired, everybody freaked and said it was so shocking. I'm really not that surprised about anything that I see in the NBA, even kids firing. I was like, oh, wow, that's crazy, but I was done with it in 30 seconds. So we'll see how it plays out. But great stuff tonight, as always, Bill. I loved it. Very informative, very deep stuff going on in Milwaukee with the Bucks. Always a pleasure having you on the bench, brother. Thanks a lot.
Hey, my pleasure, pal.
All right,
talk to you soon.
There's my guy Bill Michaels in Wisconsin talking about the Milwaukee Bucks problems after firing Jason Kidd today, shockingly.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.